Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton. With David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Rod?
How you been feeling, Red?
Well, I don't know. A few minutes ago, I was standing out in the hall in front of Anita Ellis' dressing room, and everything in front of me went black.
Well, gee, what happened?
I don't know. I think she hung something over the keyhole.
Well, tell me, Red, are you still entertaining Mr. Raleigh?
Yeah, he's still with me, Rod.
Well, where all did you take him this week?
Well, Saturday, I took him out to Santa Anita. Boy, what a crowd. What money we spent.
Hey, I hear the president found out how much money was taken in Santa Anita Saturday. Now he wants to throw out Congress and put in horses.
Well, you know, I love horse racing. It's a clean sport.
Yeah, they clean me. I know.
You lost your money, huh?
Yeah, but I don't care. My uncle will be out of Alcatraz this month, and he'll make me some more.
Did you have any good tips?
Yeah, Mr. Raleigh gave me a tip on, oh boy, what a horse. Oh boy, what a horse. He ran a steady race.
Held his own, huh?
Yeah, last all the way. The horse would have made a better showing, but he kept looking behind him to see if his plow was on straight.
A real nag, huh?
Yeah, he was so sway back that in the middle of the race, the jockey stumbled. Okay, and knock-kneed, before he could take a step, his knees called out signal. What a stupid horse, though. When the crowd yelled, they're off, he turned up to the grandstand and he said, you ain't kidding me, I ain't wearing any.
Well, you know, it seems strange that they let a horse like that run.
Yeah.
I prefer thoroughbreds, horses that are high-strung.
Oh, this horse was high-strung, all right. The least noise, he'd rear up on his knees.
Really a deadbeat, huh?
Oh, yeah, and a bad loser. What a bad loser. He walked over to the winning horse war night, and he says, we'll settle this out in the alley.
Well, were there any celebrities at the track?
Yeah, Cornell Wilde was there. I went a little wild myself there, didn't I? Cornell Wilde walked in, and the girls went mad. Clark Gable walked in, they went crazy.
What happened when you walked in?
They went. Hey, I saw my brother out there. Boy, can he pick them.
Women or horses?
Pockets. He picked one guy. One guy's pocket, and there was no pockets in the pants. See, so he stole his shorts.
Well, you know, he must be quite a character.
Oh, yeah. My brother's working on a labor-saving device now.
Labor-saving device? What's that?
A rich old lady. He won't work, you know. He says work is just a money-making proposition, you know.
Well, if you go out the track again before it closes, let me know and I'll go too. You know, I'm a lover of horses.
Yeah, me too. My whole family were lovers of horses. My grandfather was a horse thief. Of course, they hung him, you know.
The word is hanged.
Hung?
Hanged? Hanged.
Hanged? Mm-hmm. Come to think of it, he was stabbed. Oh, well, enough of this nip-nap, so how about you taking over a little nip-nap?
All right. Thanks, Red.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, exhaustive scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. test certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have just proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke, because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Thank you, gentlemen. And now our lovely Anita Ellis will sing, Oh, What It Seemed to Be.
It was just a neighborhood dance. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, my darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said yes, I do to me. It was like a wedding in June. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. Yes, I do.
Tonight, the story from our Skelton scrapbook of satire is entitled Restaurant. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living or dead, how could you tell the difference? Chapter 98 is entitled The Hamburger Stand. This is the story of Clem Cadiddlehopper, the fellow from the country, who's just opened a small drive-in and filling station with his mustering out army pay.
Do 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 do.
Boy, with a voice like that, I could go a long way. But I still hear myself, I guess. Well, I better get my restaurant cleaned up. I may have a customer in my day. Yes, sir. That sign there should attract some attention. Clem's Filling Station and Cafe. Eat here and get gas.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too.
Your hamburger stand looks nice.
Yep.
You got clean paper plates.
Yep, I was up all night erasing them.
You look sleepy, Clem. Are those your eyes?
No, they're more like Saratoga trunks.
But you look terrible pale. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I keep forgetting to breathe all the time.
But breathing is necessary. You can't live without it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Some people's got stronger willpower than others, you know. Say, what's he doing down here so early?
Well, Clem, just thought I'd walk over and help you with your hamburger stand.
Well, you are a lover girl. For that, let me kiss you on the top of the head, hmm?
Well, why don't you kiss me on the cheek like you used to?
Well, your head's smoother if you don't. And it's soft if you hit that spot that ain't right yet, you know.
Moron, you're an idiot, a nitwit, an imbecile, and a dunce.
Well, that makes me a jack of all trades, don't it?
Ah, Clem, you don't have any brains. Oh, but I love you.
Well, I love you too, Sherry, dude.
Really, Clem?
Yep.
Well, will you love me till the day you die?
Yep. Couldn't carry on very well after that, I don't think. Hey, what was that?
Oh, it's a mouse. A mouse just ran inside the Swiss cheese.
Well, it's all right. You'll make a wrong turn in there somewhere and never get out. He's been doing that for a week. He's been in that Swiss cheese so long he don't squeak anymore. He yodels.
Clem, do you think your restaurant is going to be popular?
Yes, I do. You know that feller Duncan Hines that writes the book about places to eat?
Yes.
Well, he was in here the other day and he said he was going to warn everybody about this place. Yes, sir. Oh, here comes a car. Hope he sees my restaurant sign. Nope, he didn't see it. I stopped more California drivers because of that sign. I got it made up to look like a pedestrian, you know.
Clem, he's coming in. I'll just duck into the kitchen.
Well, I'll tidy up a bit.
Say, I just had an accident outside your place.
That was no accident. I planned it that way. Care to have a bite to eat? The cuisine here is very good.
I'll have a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir. One cup of coffee. Did you want a 5-cent cup or a 10-cent cup?
That'll be plenty.
Okay. There it is. How's it taste?
Good heavens, you call that coffee? Taste it.
Hmm? Well, it's just a little chewy, but it's the way I like it.
Well, what do you got to eat?
Well, we got some nice vegetable soup.
What's vegetable soup?
Well, it's like hash, only looser. It was hash, but it had a nervous breakdown. The rain's kind of got it, I think.
Well, I guess I'll have a steak. Can you make it rare?
That's the only way I can make it. We ain't got a stove here.
How much are your steaks?
Well, we have them for $1, the large size, and $2 for the small size.
How come the small size costs more?
They don't make you sick. Well, what else would you care to indulge in?
Well, do you have any pie?
Oh, yes, our pies are homemade.
Just like Mother used to make
it. And when you taste it, you'll know why Pop blew town.
Well,
proud of that, I am.
I think I'll just have a nice dollar steak.
Okay. Oh, Sarah, do.
Yes,
customer.
Look at that sharp little tomato.
Yeah, with a head like a turnip. You know?
Yeah, pretty little thing.
Oh, I'm really a mess today.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, she is. You heard her. Well, she'll make a liar out of my girl.
How about a date tonight?
Well, I don't think
so. Well, I'll have to ask my mother.
Yeah, you see, your mother gets first choice, you know.
Honey, let me take you away from all this. I can give you diamonds, furs,
no,
big
happy
car,
here.
And all the money you want.
No, I'm happy.
We could be so happy, travel and see the world.
Windy old bird, ain't he?
Come on, baby, let you and me go for a
now,
drive.
Now, look, that's about enough of that. We'll have none of that in here if you don't mind. None of that stuff in here, you two-ton Tyrone, you. You mail-order Casanova.
Now, look, Dicehead. One more squeak out of you, and I'll wrap your ears around your neck like a muffler.
Oh, yeah? How do you think I'm wearing them now?
Look, Puny, if you want to fight, I'm ready.
No, don't call me Puny. It just so happens that I know what that means. It's a small horse, ain't it?
Don't try to back down, you yellow dog.
Clem, are you going to let him get away with that?
I am not. Where's my pedigree papers? Okay. You get out of my restaurant.
Not until I get that steak I ordered.
Okay. There's your steak.
Say, that steak's rather small for a dollar, ain't it?
Well, meat's pretty hard to get, you know.
Well, I'll stick my fork in and see if it's tough.
Is it cooked done enough for you?
Remember, medical science offers you proof positive. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Craig Wood, famous golf champion, says, quote,
I've seen the evidence. Medical science is right. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. I'd rather have a Raleigh because Raleighs are right.
You're right, Craig Wood. Raleighs are right. So try Raleighs. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobacco. That smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Now David Forrester and his orchestra play Cole Porter's Night and Day. Thank you very much. Chapter 98 is entitled A Treat. shopping tour, it's always a treat to stop into a restaurant for lunch, unless you're accompanied by Junior, the mean widow Cairns.
Oh, my goodness, Junior. It's crowded downtown today.
Yes, it is. If you wasn't holding on to me widow hand, I could get lost very easily, you know.
That's right, Junior.
Yes. Grandma, where'd you go? Why did you let go of me hand?
I guess the temptation was too great. Say, where did you get that ice cream cone?
No, now, don't ask questions like that. I had it for years, I had.
Junior.
Hmm?
Where did you get it?
Well, you know when you was looking in the window back there?
Yes.
Well, a little boy walked by and he had an ice cream cone. And the next thing I knew, he had a black eye and I had an ice cream cone.
Why did you take it away from him?
He didn't have a very good grip on it.
Junior, sometimes I think you've got the devil in you.
Well, in that case, why, when I do something wrong sometimes, why don't you give the devil the whipping instead of me? Oh, boy, look at that pretty little girl over there. Look at that pretty
little girl. Junior, you're too young to be noticing girls.
I don't know, kiddo. Lately, I've been getting kind of bored with me tricycle. I am proud of that.
Now, don't act silly.
Okay. Hey, I was hungry. How about splitting a hot doggy with me?
Not now, Junior.
When I'm starved to death, I need some food. Food, food, I
Junior,
want food.
Get up off the sidewalk.
No, go on without me, Grandma. No, oh, I ain't worth worrying about. Give my regards to Glendale, will
you? Junior, people are staring at you.
Ah, forget about me. Just lay here, let me die in slow agony like Borderville or something.
Junior! Junior! Get up off the sidewalk before someone steps on you and breaks an ankle.
Yeah. Why, you sure does love me, you does.
Thank heaven, when they made you, they threw away the mold.
They did? Hey, Grandma, where did I come from?
We don't know. The police are still looking for the dope that delivered you. But come on, I think we should have some lunch.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
We'll go in this restaurant here. Oh, my goodness, it's crowded.
Oh, isn't it?
I wonder how long it'll be before we can get a table.
Yes, as long as it takes me to give that guy over there a hot foot.
You do, Junior, and you know what will happen.
Yeah, he'll go right through the ceiling, he will.
I hope we can sit down soon. My feet are killing me.
Really?
Yes.
I got a hunch this place is going to clear out. Yeah, sure, this place is going to get scattered and quick-like, I know. Hey, Grandma, did you see that store across the street? They're selling nylon stockings. Kind of lonely in here now.
Good afternoon, madame.
Ah.
Can I show you to a table by the window?
Not if you're smart, no.
Is this your little boy?
No, she's paying off an election debt.
Junior, be quiet.
Please wait, please. I have a little boy just like you.
Yeah, you want to bet?
He's very, should we say bright?
Well, you care too, you tired boy, yeah, yeah. I was going to be brighter someday, because I'm thinking of going to school.
Oh, private school or public school?
Reform school, I think.
Is this table all right, madame?
Yes, Junior, give the man your coat.
Okay, but watch out how you handle it. I got a homemade bomb in there.
What?
Don't pay any attention to him. He's only kidding.
Oh.
Yeah, you just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. You wait till this place becomes an open-air cafe. You'll find out.
My, this coat is very
heavy.
Yeah,
don't turn it upside down. Hold it now.
Junior, what are you doing with all that junk in your pocket?
Hey, look, there's Fibber McGee sitting on top of all you. Hey, I brought this stuff along in case you got a little dough, you know, right?
Look at that slingshot, equipped with radar.
Yeah. Even the man in the moon ain't safe with me around, you know.
Would you like to have this table?
Yeah, wrap it up. We'll take it with us.
That'll be enough. Now sit down, Junior.
Never mind wrapping it up. We're going to eat it here, I guess.
Junior.
Here's the menu.
Hey, let me see one.
Oh, can you read?
Is it typed?
Yes.
In big print?
Yes.
In English or in French?
English.
I can't read it, then.
Oh, just bring us the regular lunch.
Yeah. You got anything stronger than water?
Oh, yes.
Well, bring me a glass of milk, will you? With a Coca-Cola chaser, will you?
Junior, behave yourself. I have a bit of a headache.
Oh.
But think it's my eyes. Oh. I need glasses.
Yeah, probably with beer in them. You need...
Junior.
You need glasses, does you?
Yes.
Hey, can you see that butter on that plate?
Yes.
Then you don't need glasses, kiddo. Boy, look at that little slab of butter. It's cut so thin, it's only got one side to it. Look at that. It looks like a wet glow on the plate, don't it, huh? Boy, I bet that cow put up a great fight. You know, eating out like this sort of embarrasses me, Grandma.
Well, just pretend you're at home.
Oh, in that case, I better get me slingshot, huh?
Junior.
Yes?
Now, you sit down. I've got to make a phone call.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm going to run around this place and see if everybody's happy. And if they is, I'm going to fix that. Oh. Oh, look at that big fat man at the table eating a piece of pie. Hello, mister.
Hello, Sonny, and what's your name?
I can't tell you. The FBI is looking for me.
Well, why is the FBI looking for you?
I'm a stinker. Mum's the word, you know. I entered this country illegally, you know.
How?
Black market stork.
I beg your pardon, but you know what happened to my piece of pie?
You think I took it?
Yes, I do.
You think it's just what I'm eating now?
That's right.
Then what are we arguing about, huh? I'll see you later, Fatso. Oh, boy, that blueberry pie is good. It tastes like cranberries. Oh, look, here comes a waiter with a big tray of dishes. Yeah, you're way ahead of me, ain't you? I wonder if it would make a lot of noise. And then again, it might liven up this place, you know? And then again, I don't know why I'm wasting time thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyhow, you know? I just put my little foot out and see if he can step over it. You didn't think he would do it, did you?
Yes.
Yes.
The food, sir.
Oh,
come on.
I am coming. I am coming. Oh, look at those two tables where the dishes stacked out to the ceiling there. I'll see if I can run between them. Oh, but... Oh, I have to put on some weight, you know.
Young man, if I were your father, do you know what I would do?
Probably blow your brains out, wouldn't you?
Tell me what happened.
I was hurrying to get your table so I wouldn't keep you waiting, and I bump into the table.
Oh, and he broke all those pieces.
Yes, I broke all the pieces.
Oh, don't cry. He feels bad.
Yes, he feels bad.
Oh, bless his little heart.
Yes, bless his heart.
You did it on purpose.
Yes, I did it on purpose.
You had it all planned.
Yes, I had it all planned. No!
That's what I was talking
And we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at the same time. Until next Tuesday, then, Red Kelly saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you find yourself in hot water, be nonchalant. Take it back.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the name of fame in pipe tobacco, superior on all five counts.
Blended with barley, so rich and ripe.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Smokes clean, way on down, never gums up your pipe.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Rum mellowed for richness, for full, smoother flavor.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Crimp cut for coolness, burn slow without waver.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Your pipe dream come true, the brand of the grand aroma.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco. Yes, a top choice in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. With men everywhere who know and appreciate the best in pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.